Excerpt from Gleanings in Europe, Switzerland, by James Fenimore Cooper. The afternoon was fine, and I determined to pass the remainder of the day in exploring the valley, which lies between the lakes of Thun and Brienz, and which is very properly named Interlachen, between lakes. To avoid the crowd of travelers who frequent the inn at this place, I took a room at Unterseen for the night. They who throng baths, lodging houses, and fashionable places of resort, in a country like Switzerland, are usually ill-qualified to enjoy its beauties, and I avoid them as so many blemishes. It is almost prima facie evidence of unfitness for the scenery to be caught in such a situation. Having secured a quiet room, I sallied forth, attended by the guide, a veteran who had passed his life in such service, relieved of his knapsack. As we walked onward, the old man began to converse, and I encouraged him, in order to come at the colonel as quickly as possible. In the outset, I discovered that he held democracy almost as cheap as a parvenu who had completely forgotten the struggles of his own probation. In speaking of the popular cantons, he observed that men like himself were permitted to have a voice in public affairs, and this certainly was a home thrust, and it was an argument that I was forced to laugh at, in spite of a determination to discuss the matter gravely. German was his mother tongue, and I inquired how he liked the Germans. "Not as well as the French," was his answer. "But the French overran the country, and carried away all your treasure, and otherwise much abused Switzerland." "All very true, but then the soldiers treated us better than the Germans. In the houses they were polite to the women, and they can live on a little bread and an onion. Monsieur, a German will eat as much as three Frenchmen." And there was no resisting the latter argument, especially in a country where half the population rarely taste meat. This excerpt is from 1828.